King, and under what lectureship did they do that?
King was invited under the Gay lectureship. The other members of the committee were, as I recall, Dr. Harrington, and I don't remember.
That Noel.
Nolan Harrington.
Nolan Harrington.
Right. And the other person I think was in the picture with us.
I see there was, the picture had you and Henley and Nolan that. Harrington. Where is that picture? Let's just turn it off here. Of now, do you remember the activities on April the 19th? The day Luther King came to seminary?
Yes, we had a very busy activity. Started out with him in the old student center, which was located down below the classroom wing at that time.
Uh-huh.
Henley's sister, as I recall, Maisel Barnett, was the head of the student center. We had Dr. The pastor of the Crescent Hill Baptist Church.
John Howell.
Dr. John Claypool.
John Claypool.
Came over and visited with him for a while, as I recall. And we had a good visit with the two of them.
Uh-huh. Who picked him up at the airport, or did he come in another way?
I believe I was responsible for that.
So you had a private conversation with him on the way from the airport? What did you talk about?
Oh, about the role that he was playing in the current debate and about the nomination. The fact that he was having a very significant role in the life of the Baptist as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Was he easy to talk to?
Oh, yes. Yes, he was very easy to talk to.
How did he see himself? Did he see himself affecting Southern Baptist life as well as Baptist as a whole?
As I recall, we did not discuss that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to steer away from what he knew would be sticky subjects.
Mm-hmm. By 1961, he'd become very popular. He was well known. He attracted a lot of attention. What kind of speeches was he making while he was here? Did he speak in classes here?
He spoke in classes and also spoke in chapel.
Whose classes did he speak in?
I'm not sure. I think he may have had him in sweat.
Uh-huh.
Took this over Henley.
Okay. Did he have it? Did he speak to any other groups that you know of, like the luncheon groups or anything like that? Was he here just to visit Southern Seminary, or was he here on another to visit someone else in Louisville?
No, he came, I think, primarily to speak to Seminary.
Uh-huh. Now, you were the one who issued the invitation?
I was chairman of the committee. I was trying to work it out so that there would be he would be one of four people who would be on the Gay lectureship. He and the president of the convention at that time, which I think was the layman from Mississippi, Natchez, Mississippi.
Cooper
was right, but he could not. In fact, all the other people that I had met, inviting him along with King, were unable to come. I wonder now if. This were a natural reluctance on their part to steer clear of having confusion resulting from the hassle that would be, that would undoubtedly have erupted. Mm-hmm. If we encourage it more.
Did you know about a petition for open housing drawn up by students and presented to King, who in turn presented it to the mayor of Louisville? Do you know of anything about that?
I didn't know anything about that.
What do you think was the result of King's visit? What kind of impact did he have on the students?
Well, I think it was a very wholesome impact. He was revealed as being interested primarily in the life of a Christian and the behavior of a Christian in his attitude toward the attitude they would have toward the gospel, I suppose you would say.
Mm-hmm.
But,
was there any impact on the staff or the faculty that you recalled, any changes of attitudes or
Yes, I think that there were a great many people who had the common belief that was perpetrated by such fellows as the head of the FBI, who had made an attack on
him. Hoover.
Uh-huh. Hoover.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Who made an attack on him. Feeling that he had the data to prove King was guilty of all sorts of extravagant criticism that was aimed at his integrity.
Mm-hmm. So there were some faculty members who felt that J. Edgar Hoover was right?
I suspect there probably were.
Mm-hmm. Was there much conversation with faculty members in the lounge after speech, after King's speech?
Well, yes. But the people who came to me were sympathetic with the predicament that we were in,
mm-hmm,
as the nomination, and were, I think, demonstrating a great concern for the expression of my attitude toward those who were involved in the
civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any repercussions from the faculty or the students about the fact that King was on campus? Did anybody object?
No,
no objections at all?
No objections were voiced to me.
Uh-huh.
And I knew that the president was, he felt it was unwise to invite King to the campus.
This was Duke McCall?
Duke McCall.
Uh-huh.
But, He was interested in knowing what he was going to say, so he had him taped.
Uh-huh.
He arranged for somebody to tape it. Uh-huh. And share the tape with him.
Uh-huh.
He didn't know what he said.
He felt it was unwise politically, or unwise in what way? Did he believe that Hoover was right too?
I suspect that he did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that he was very sincere.
Mm-hmm.
I told my brother-in-law about this at the time, and he was so sure that this was correct to state of Arlington King's behavior and his attitude.
Mm-hmm. That the FBI statement was correct.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did, with Dr. McCall resisting, didn't think it was politically wise to have him here, did he try to persuade you or the committee not to have him here?
He was very circumspect in his dealings, mm-hmm, with me about the matter.
Did it create any problems for trustees?
I know of. I'm sure that there were some who doubted the wisdom of inviting him to the temple, but they recognized the right that we had to invite whom we choose. And we chose to have come on these various lucky ships. So it was quite acceptable, I think, to invite him.
It sounds like that he made an impact on the faculty in a favorable way, that that kind of dispelled the J. Edgar Hoover accusations about King. Is that what you're saying?
The faculty generally had a very favorable disposition toward
What impact did it have on you, because your picture was taken along with Henley and Nolan Hallington and published in all kinds of Baptist periodicals across the country?
Well, I had some cancellations of assembly. I was going to the Chaco Assembly, for example, in Alabama. And they found that they had invited somebody else, that it was improper for me to go. So I simply pulled out, but I had a call from the executive secretary. I guess he was in the assistant executive secretary in Alabama, accusing me of trying to destroy the cooperative program. I found it pretty hard to take, but I tried to explain that we were trying to build a foundation in the minds of our students that would overcome the attitude that was exaggerated about King, and that those who knew him and heard him speak would feel my attitude about the either be the same.
So the personal people took that your stance and you're inviting him and the picture that was put out in the various periodicals, they took that as you aligning with what J. Edgar Hoover said King was, the communist, that kind of thing. Did you get any letters like?
Yes, we got a few letters.
Were they to you directly, or were they to the seminary, or both?
To me directly. And there have come letters directed to, if I can recall, but they did not come any critical letters to me. Other than ones to which I've already alluded. There was a feeling that that we would rock the boat if we invited Martin Luther King today. But I felt that the rocking that boat was more important at this time than anything else we could do. But it was a time for Southern Baptists to wake up and to see what was the score and to properly to respond to the challenge that the King drew up to us, to live for Christ, to live like Christ.
You see that King's visit here and then the pictures that was that were distributed then impacting the church, particularly in the South?
Right. The Deep South, where there was or the antipathy toward King, there was a great deal of negative reaction. The scandal sheets that were distributed having my picture with King, I was sent a few copies of these, which was kept by me for several years. But I deliberately felt that this was not something that they would be proud of. Certainly not something that I was proud of. Mm-hmm. And the best thing to do was destroy them. Mm-hmm. Which is about 4 or 5 years.
Did you have any personal conversations with King? Like going back to the airport after his visit? Did you take him back to the airport, or did you just have somebody do that?
He probably had some other meetings with other people here in town. I think he might come at this time. Pastor of Zion Baptist Church. He was later the pastor of this church. Franklin Stanley, the editor of the Defender, which is a black newspaper in town, which I think he was trying to identify himself with King as much as he could in his remarks and his attitudes.
Were there many black pastors that came to Southern Seminary to hear King at that time?
Not as many as I had hoped. We did not attempt to keep it a secret. And he was coming for me to speak. But I don't recall there were very few black Baptist pastors who did come to the campus to see. It would have been my fault in not inviting him more personally to come to identify with King in this way. But as I recall, there was a little effort made on the part of the black community to identify with King.
Did Southern have many black students at that time?
Well, yes, I think we had at least half of them.
Were they from Nigeria or were they from here in the United States?
Both. Nigerian students. The present president of the Nigerian Baptist Convention, Dr. Osad Amasigi, who was later elected president of the seminary. Dr. McCall went to attend the inauguration of Dr. Amasigi as president of the seminary. Nigeria. I was responsible, apart from my going.
To Nigeria?
To Nigeria.
What was his perception of King?
I can recall.
No. The.
Amasigi?
Yes.
I never discussed the matter with him. But he knew of my understanding in bringing King.
I was wondering if the black students, the 10 or 12 that you had here, had any response to King, as far as you know.
I made no attempt to single him out and to get a recording of their attitude toward having King here. My feeling that he should be treated just like anybody else should be treated. And that we would make no effort to
hype.
Promote him as some special person would be promoted out on the campus.
Do you have any bad feelings about his visit or any?
No, I had a very good feeling. I had a feeling that he had and successfully put away the stereotype that men had of him, and that he had demonstrated that he really loved Southern Baptists, and he was not feeling unkindly toward the convention, failing to invite him to our meetings or to our convention, etc. and gentlemen, I have a very good feeling about this coming.
Any other things you think of that you might want to say about Martin Luther King's visit?
I think it was a worthwhile visit. And it was a visit that we needed the experience of having a man like him. President Lincoln Campbell said that. It was cause generation after generation of students going out, say, when they were told about the fact that J. Edgar Hoover had in his possession these tapes that supposedly was taken in Martin Luther King's bedroom.
Right.
Time he was in a room. At the time that he was playing fast and loose with the morals of the behavior. I had a feeling that the campus was considerably strengthened by his coming.
Mm-hmm. Checks.
Well, I've asked all the questions that Dr. Barnett has wanted to raise with you, the members of the committee we've already talked about. Did Nolan Howington respond much to King's visit?
Yes, he was very beautiful in his response. He appeared with us on the platform, and supported my invitation to King.
Did he have any reactions to the picture that, as such as you had had, or do you know?
I don't know. I think it's singled out for disfavorable mention by the Life of the Nominations Journal, or whether there was any reaction toward anyone except me.
How long was King on campus? Was he just here for a few hours or for the whole day?
Well, he was here for most of the day, I think. He came early in the morning and stayed through chapel on through the afternoon.
Spoke in chapel?
Spoke in chapel.
Did he have higher attendance that day?
Very cool. Encouraging me to say that the students wanted to hear him.
Mm-hmm.
They've been hearing these drives against him, and they can say now, I've heard him. I felt his heartbeat. I put myself next to him, and I feel that he is a man that we can trust and that we can safely follow him.
Was his speech that day a powerful speech? Because he was a very persuasive person when you see him on television.
Well, it was very powerful. It was a simple gospel address. That was he was bringing to any group. I was not surprised by what he said. Nor was I disappointed that we had failed him in his hour of need. But he seemed to appreciate that was what we were doing, inviting him to come to the campus.
Anything else?
I believe that is what needs to be said.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.